grace, mercy, and peace be from our God and our Father, through Jesus Christ, to you, Mel, to your children, to all the grandkids and great-grandkids, to other family, to the many friends, and to the fellow members here at Our Savior, to all who are gathered here this day. The peace of our triune God come to you this day through the Word, by the Spirit. Amen. Wives, mothers, stepmothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, friends, Christian sisters, are such a wonderful gift from God. They are a blessing. This is indeed the God that we have, a God who gives, a God who blesses. That Pat knew this and confessed this faithfully in her life, faithfully at her death, and all the time in between, times of struggle, times of suffering. We had a God who gives and a God who blesses. We all come into this world in the same spiritual position. Ephesians 2 laid it out for us. It said, we are born dead in our sins and trespasses. This then bears fruit throughout our lives in actual sins, the wrong stuff that we do, or in the good works that we fail to do. This is the reason that every one of us, should our Lord tarry, every one of us will someday die as well. Sin, original sin, has its result according to our first parents, Adam and Eve. This is what the lessons from Holy Scripture point out to us today. This life of this fallen world with sins will end in death. Job experienced it. The people of Ephesians and St. Paul knew it. Nicodemus also came to understand this through the words of Jesus and what he meant when Jesus said, unless one is born again, another birth, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That we are all born sinful and unclean by nature, children of wrath, and that a whole new birth is necessary. A gift of faith in Christ is needed. And that's the only way that we can confess with hope and trust in God like Job did, that at the last, in our flesh, we shall see God. That the resurrection will come, and at the last, in our flesh, we shall see our God. So the Lord blesses us by His word today, as He does in all days, about how this happens. That this new birth happens when it is given from above through the water and the Holy Spirit, that is in holy baptism. It is in that water, that life-giving water, that new life is indeed given. And that the gift of faith in Christ is given. And that it is given solely by God's grace. That none of us, not a single one of us, has deserved that gift at all. But that our God, the God who gives and blesses, is the God who gives and blesses through baptism. Pat is baptized. God worked a miracle in that water with the Word, and that water and the Holy Spirit with it gave her faith in the Son of God, in Jesus. And by that, for all her life on earth and now all of her life to come, God has blessed her. That He gave her a new life to live, one that continues even today. A life that is by no means over, but one which awaits while in heaven the resurrection of all the dead here on earth. This new life is what made Pat who we knew. We all understood the sins and so forth, for we are all too familiar with those from our own selves. But the Pat who loved, the Pat who served, the Pat who looked out for others, the Pat who suffered, the Pat who confessed, the Pat who did good. That was the result of what God had done for her. For not only was a new life born of water and the Spirit, not only was this gift of faith in Christ here in given in baptism, not only then were good works laid out before her for her to walk in, for God, for her to walk in, but that Jesus, first and foremost, the work of Jesus was found in that gift of God given for her. That Jesus, who was lifted up, crucified by Pontius Pilate for our forgiveness and our life and our salvation. That Jesus, whom Job trusted in. That Jesus, who is the grace and kindness of God on display for us all. That Jesus, who is the absolute proof of God's love for us. That Jesus, who is God's love for us. That Pat was baptized into his death and his resurrection. And that changed her life. It changed her life as a family member, as a mother, stepmother, as a wife. It changed her life in her community, able to serve through various vocations and callings, even giving glory to God, the Creator, as she designed and decorated. It changed her spiritual life. It changed her ability to endure suffering. It changed her and made her able to die a holy death. That is a death with faith in Christ. Because Pat had the righteousness of Christ, the gift of God that covered her sins and made her not only die with Christ, but also rise with Christ and be now seated in heavenly places. That since Pat had Christ by faith, she could acknowledge all the blessings of God that were put before her, even in harder times. That since Pat had Christ by faith, she could gladly come to church regularly. And when she was finally unable physically to come, she could expect the church then to come to her so that she could hear God's word and receive the Lord's Supper, so that she could confess her sins and hear God's word of absolution for her. That since Pat had Christ by faith, she could care for all those other people in her life, starting right at home. That these are the good works that God had prepared beforehand for her, that as his child she would walk in them. It's not any different for you. You too were born in sin. You too are by nature a child of wrath. But you are also people for whom Christ has died. That you also have the promise of baptism, the promise of that gracious gift of faith in Christ. You have the promise of the resurrection unto life everlasting. That's what Christ has done for you. The blessings that we thank God for in this earthly life of our sister in Christ are also there for you this day. There is forgiveness of sins. There is renewal of life for you. That you can love and serve in the good works that God has prepared beforehand for you. You can attend church with the same fervent zeal and desire that Pat had been given. It's not beyond what our Lord can do. That Christ Jesus is risen and Pat too shall rise. That Christ Jesus has risen and you too shall rise. That in your grief, in your suffering, and in whatever situation this life has found you, there is new and there is eternal life for you in Christ Jesus. And that changes everything about your life right now. That you may weep right now. But there comes a day for all of us when those tears will be wiped away at the glorious coming of our loving Lord Jesus Christ. So we weep, but with a hope for what Christ will do for all who put their trust in Him. We endure trials and every hardship, knowing the eternal trials and hardships have already been bore for us by Christ when He was lifted up on the cross. That we endure faithfully because we've been given new birth from above. We no longer have a hopeless life of being children of wrath, but instead we are children born of water and the Spirit, children born by the grace of God, baptized and forgiven, alive together with Christ and all who have believed in Him before us. Yes, even and especially today, our sister Pat. This shall not end in death. Our risen and living Lord Jesus is proof of that. In our flesh we shall see God because our Redeemer lives. God is rich in grace and mercy and blessing. Through the love which He has loved us, His giving of His only begotten Son, we have salvation. We have eternal life. We have hope. We have something more yet to come. That in the coming ages in which the suffering of this present age cannot be compared with the glory that is coming. For God has sent His Son in order that the world might be saved through Him. Pat believed this in her heart and confessed this with her mouth. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, has been lifted up. He has been crucified, and Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead to the glory of the Father. He lives and He reigns to all eternity. His work of salvation is complete. He has earned forgiveness for the whole world. Forgiveness for Pat. Forgiveness for you. May this glorious truth, this gift and this blessing of salvation bring you all comfort and peace. May it always draw you near to hear God's words amongst God's holy people until the time when you join that holy people in the church triumphant. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.